弟兄姊妹们平安。啊，我们非常谢谢 Worship Team， 他们昨天早晨7点钟就在这里练习了啊。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. We really appreciate Worship Team because they practiced yesterday at 7 a.m.
啊，有一个弟兄，他的孩子听说半夜发烧，早上还赶来了。
And one brother even came when his child was having a fever.
啊，我们很感谢主，我们其实每一次的聚会都不能够视为理所当然哈 ，take it for granted.
Yeah, we really praise the Lord. We can never take any meeting for granted.
其实背后有很多的。
Because a lot of brothers and sisters are working very hard behind the scene.
我以为我年纪大了，声音越来越成熟了，没想到还这样尖叫，抱歉。
Sorry for the squeaking voice.
我们连续两个礼拜，像我们牧长职同工，整个周末都在教会开会，做计划，做budget.
For the last two Saturdays, all the MED co-workers spend the whole day at church doing the planning for next year.
那明天我们整个牧长职团队要到山上去祷告一天，为着新的一年啊。
So tomorrow, all the MED co-workers will go up to the prayer mountain to spend the day in prayer.
啊，因为我们实在希望这个教会，既然神这样子爱我们，给我们这么多恩典。
Since the Lord loves us so much and gave us so much grace,
我们不希望在主的面前亏欠神，或是我们停止的成长。
We do not want to fall short of God's grace and stop growing.
所以，请弟兄姊妹特别为我们祷告。
So please pray for us.
我昨天也知道很多弟兄姊妹到超市去发福音单张啊。
I know yesterday many brothers and sisters went to the market to pass out gospel tracts.
啊，昨天连续两个礼拜的周末，我都知道很多的小组都在开侍奉检讨或是计划。像昨天晚上。这个 audio video 也在开会。
And I know many service groups were having year-end meetings lately.
好，我们要为着所有看得见、知道的、不知道的同工在背后的摆上，我们要感谢神。
We thank God for all the coworkers' efforts behind the scene or
yeah. 我星期五晚上到 Cupertino 去聚会的时候，我们听说有4个准备受浸的弟兄姊妹哈。
Last Saturday, I went to Cupertino small group, and then 4 brothers and sisters were preparing to get baptized.
啊，那天晚上有两个福音朋友，没想到他们都抢着做见证，跟他们传福音啊。
And then that day, two gospel friends were trying to get their turn to share the gospel.
啊，有一个下个礼拜要受浸的弟兄就跟他们讲，他说：“你看看，在中国，我们看到那些人的眼睛跟这些基督徒都不一样。”
And then one says that People even look different in their eyes from those in China.
啊，那绝对不包括我，因为我眼睛太小了。
It doesn't include me because I have small eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹，你就发现很多人碰见主、碰到耶稣、尝到主的爱，都想为主做见证。
But it is true that whoever encounters Jesus will want to testify for him.
啊，大家在神的家里面被主的爱激励，我们都肯甘心的来侍奉他。
As we are compelled by God's love, we all want to serve him.
啊，我们非常非常感谢主，让我们有这么多幕后的英雄、弟兄姊妹这样子甘心的摆上，求神纪念他们。
We really thank God for all the brothers and sisters, your effort behind the scene, and may the Lord remember you.
我也非常谢谢很多弟兄姊妹为我祷告哈，因为我最近这个血压不听话。
And I really appreciate many brothers and sisters who pray for me because of my high blood pressure.
啊，我已经很久没有看报纸，我不知道股票怎么样，但是我的血压就是这样上上下下的。
I don't know about the stock market nowadays, but then my blood pressure is just like that, up and down.
哦，我上个礼拜主日讲完道下来的时候，我的下血压居然高到127，连我自己都吓到了。
Last Sunday after my preaching the sermon, my low blood pressure went up to 127.I was kind of scared.
啊，所以很多弟兄姊妹都为我祷告，我非常谢谢你们。
So many brothers and sisters pray for me. I really appreciate it.
啊，从前有一个国家的首相，他生不是那个总理，他生病的时候。
Once a prime minister of a certain country was sick.
他接到国会议员寄给了他一个慰问卡。
And then he received a card from the congressman.
上面写说祝你早日康复。
And it says, I wish that you get well soon.
底下写187票赞成，186票反对。
And the signs voting yes 187 and no 186。
我感谢主，我在教会里面有时常常收到弟兄姊妹的谢谢卡，像我们从中国回来，我非常感谢 Youth Group 送给我们一张卡，大概有这么大张，大家的签名啊，送给我跟于师母。
And I really appreciate. Oftentimes we get thank you cards from brothers and sisters, especially the Youth Group sent us a huge card.
里面并没有这句话，32个人赞成，31个人反对。
But it didn't say. 32 say yes and 31 say no.
库布提诺弟兄姊妹也给我们卡片，我们都非常谢谢你们。
And then also brothers and sisters from Cupertino Small Group also gave us a card.
所以我宁可当传道人，胜于当总理哈。
So I'd rather be a pastor than a prime minister.
这有一首诗歌说，我宁愿有耶稣，胜于做君王。
And there's a song that says, I'd rather have Jesus than being a king.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们健康的时候好好服侍主哈。
So that we will serve the Lord while we're still healthy.
今天我们要讲一篇非常非常重要的信息。
Today we will, I will share with you a very important message.
我最近都只能够就是挑几个主耶稣重要的讲论，要结束了我这个跟随耶稣的脚中行的这个主题。
Recently, I can only pick some very important teachings of Jesus to conclude the series. Follow Jesus in his steps.
你们可以看见，我已经讲了26讲了，下个礼拜还会再讲一讲，就27讲，我必须要结束了
As you can see, I have already spoken 26 of the messages for this series, and next week will be the last one.
其实这几个耶稣的讲论，我都可以讲好几个礼拜，因为它太重要了。
Actually, all these teachings I can spend weeks on them because they're so important.
那今天的这一段是约翰福音13章到17章。
And today we will cover John from chapter 13 to 17.
我相信任何一个传道人要认真讲，至少可以讲半年的，因为里面的每一节经文都可以成为一篇信息。
I'm sure any preacher can spend half year on these chapters because every verse can be a message.
我们也知道 Campbell Morgan 写了一本书叫做《圣经中的大章》The Great Chapters of the Bible.
And then there's a book called Great Chapters of the Bible by Campbell Morgan.
他从旧约到新约里面挑了几章最重要的圣经出来，这个分享里面的信息。
And he picked some very important chapters from the Bible and then gave a message.
那就算我们没有那个能力写这本书，我也决定相信弟兄姊妹会承认，约翰福音13章到17章真是圣经中的大章
Even though we're not able to write such a book, but all of us would.Admit that these are the great chapters in the Bible.
所以当我在这里写这个题目的时候，我想到底应该写临别的讲论呢？我觉得这个不是讲论哈。
So as I was trying to decide the theme, the title, maybe parting discourse, but this is not really a discourse.
还是临别的证言呢？我又觉得这个证言好像写得太生疏了。
Or it says the farewell words, but then it's kind of, it sounds a little bit distant.
所以我决定用临别的劝慰，里面有很多的劝勉，有很多的安慰，很多的鼓励，很多的体谅。
And then so I decided on this parting encouragements because there are a lot of encouragements and comforts.
充满了爱，充满了应许，充满了祝福。
It's full of love, full of promises, and full of blessings.
我不赞成别人把这一卷当作耶稣的遗嘱哈，因为这并不是一个悲观的离别。
Because I do not agree with some people saying these are the last words of Jesus because this is not a pessimistic parting.
而且一般人的遗嘱都是一般讲事情哈，我的财产多少给谁，多少给谁，我死了以后要干什么干什么，都是讲事情。
Because most people's wills are like delegations of their properties, like how I'm gonna divide up my personal wealth.
可是如果大家仔细去读这几章的话，你发现里面每一句话充满了生命，充满了爱，充满了荣耀的盼望
But then if you pay attention, you will find these chapters, John 13 to 17, is full of hope and promises and glory.
但是另外一面来说，这的确是耶稣在地上最后一次很完整的一篇的信息。
But yet, on the other hand, it is true that this is Jesus' last complete lecture or discourse.
我想，如果我们作文老师叫我们写一篇这个人生讲遗言好了哈，就是你人生最后的一段话，你想要写什么？我相信我们都会很认真去写它。
I'm sure if we are all of us are asked.To write your will, your last words of in your life, then we will all take it very seriously.
我相信所有的传道人都会很希望知道哪一次是他人生中最后一次讲信息。
I'm sure all the preachers would like to know which one would be his last lecture. 哦，
我绝对很希望知道哪一次是我人生中最后一次的信息，我一定要把我最终的话要讲出来。
As for me, I definitely want to know when will be my last sermon, and I want to say all the things I want to say in my life.
你看保罗常常写信写到后面，我还有末了的话，他还是有一些负担要继续讲。
Just like when Paul was writing his epistles, he often says, "Oh, I still have words unspoken."
所以当我们要来看这段圣经的时候
，As we look at this passage,
啊，这个完整的是从13章到17章。
So the complete discourse is from chapter 13 to 17.
但是13章是开始于耶稣为门徒洗脚这件事情。
Chapter 13 starts with Jesus washing disciples' feet.
而17章就是这一段的谈话结束在耶稣为门徒们的祷告。
And the conversation ends on chapter 17.Jesus' intercession for the disciples.
所以真正重要的信息是在14章到16章这三章的里面。
So the most important messages are in chapter 14 to 17, three chapters.
我们希望在主的面前，我们一起很快这么短的时间来看其中最重要的点啊。
So we will just look at some most important points in this.
所有的年轻人，包括圣经不熟的弟兄姊妹，我希望说，我们借着这短短的几十分钟，我们至少对耶稣最重要的一段教导，我们能够有一个很清楚的掌握。
So this is our hope that everyone, including young people and new believers, will get a grasp of the main points of Jesus' last discourse.
而整个讲论的背景的前提或是开始是用耶稣居然为门徒们洗脚。
So the entire background starts with Jesus washing disciples' feet.
我还是希望弟兄姊妹如果有带圣经，我们都能够翻到圣经，因为有些的经文我们必须很快的看。
So, can we all turn to our Bible?
13章
John chapter 13.
开始的时候，耶稣说，圣经上说，他知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
So starting with verse 1, chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come.That he should depart from this world unto the Father.
然后说他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
而且接下来他说，耶稣知道父已经把整个万有都赐给了他。
And Jesus knew that the Father has given all to him.
知道自己是从父来，而且要往父那里去了。
He knew that he came from the Father and he's going back to the Father.
所以他就离席起来为门徒们洗脚。
Therefore he got up and then washed disciples' feet.
所以请大家注意哈，耶稣起来洗脚两个重要的原因。
So please pay attention. There are two reasons, two very important reasons why he washed disciples' feet.
第一个，他爱他们爱到底。
First he loved them. He loved them to the end.
这个爱爱到让他在他们的面前都能够降卑下来。
This love was so great that he was able to humble himself before them.
这个爱爱到一个地步，他能够在门徒们的身上去做连奴隶都不肯做的事情，就是帮人洗脚。
This love was so great that he was able to do something even slaves would not do, is to wash their feet.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是所有人能够洗脚最多只有停在这里了。
So most people, even if they could wash feet, they would stop here.
但是耶稣为门徒们洗脚，还有第二个重要的原因。
But then there's another very important reason why Jesus would wash their feet.
他说他知道父已经把万有都赐给他。
He says he knows that the Father has given all to him.
而且知道他是从天而来，他现在要上天去了。
And he knew that he was coming from heaven and he was going back to heaven.
所以他就起来为门徒们洗脚。
Therefore he got up and washed disciples' feet.
所以耶稣洗脚的第二个重要的原因就是。叫门徒们能够有份于他属天的生命和能力。
So the second reason that he wants to wash disciples' feet so that the disciples can partake of his heavenly life and power.
这个生命是从天而来，现在要回天去了。
This life comes from heaven and now it's going back to heaven.
而这个生命这么得胜，父把万有都交给他，他是超乎万民之上的一个得胜。
And this life is so victorious that the Father has given all to him, and he has overcome all.
所以他为门徒们洗脚。
Therefore he washed disciples' feet.
所以彼得本来说他不配，叫主不要洗。
And Peter was saying that, oh, I'm not worthy, and ask the Lord.
主说如果我不洗的话，就跟你就跟我无份。
But then he says, if I do not wash your feet, then you have no part of me.
所以你要知道，耶稣的洗脚不光只是外面的一个服事，更是一个属灵的交通。
So not only Jesus washing feet is a service outwardly, but it's also a spiritual fellowship.
他用属天的生命和能力来跟门徒们交通。
So with the spiritual life and power, he communed. He had a communion with the disciples.
非常卑微的事情来为他们洗脚。
Through this very humble service, he washed
his feet. 我想我们暑假参加特会的时候，都知道 Brother Ernest 也说他一直很盼望为他的犹大洗脚。Brother Ernest 说他很喜欢替犹大洗脚，他要用烧的滚滚的烫水来为他洗。
During the summer conference, remember Brother Ernie used this. Brother Ernie was saying that he wished he had a chance to wash Judas' feet. He would use a boiling water to wash his feet.
就是为了那些伤害他、出卖他、这个欺负他的人，他说我真的巴不得替他们洗脚，我一定烧滚水替他洗脚。
He was saying that for those who had taken advantage of him and hurt him.He wished that he had a chance to wash their feet with boiling water.
但是耶稣洗脚是因为爱我们，爱我们到底啊。
But yet, the Lord Jesus washed their feet because he loved them to the end.
不管我们多卑微，
no matter how humble and lowly we are,
甚至不管我们多卑贱，
or how lowly we are,
这个爱都比我们更低，能够来服侍我们。
But yet, this love can make him get lower than us, so that
we
can wash our feet.He loves us to the end.
而且这个交通，这个洗脚，让我们有份于他，有份于他什么呢？
So this communion and fellowship enable us to be part of him. Part of what?
有份于他属天的生命和能力啊。
To be part of his heavenly life and power.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要感谢主，每次想到他，我们就应该谢谢他。
Brothers and sisters, every time we think of this, we ought to thank.
常常接受耶稣为我们的服事，除去我们所有的疲倦和世界的沾染。
We often let the Lord Jesus to minister and serve us, so that we can be cleansed from all the defilement from the world.
常常被他洗脚，能够来体恤，来能够享受他呢体恤的爱，不肯放我们的爱。
We let him wash our feet often, so that we get to experience and feel.The love that he has for us that never let us go.
然后底下开始了他一连串，他最后的劝勉和安慰。
He started his last words of comfort and encouragement.
所以十四章一开始他就说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
So starting from verse 1 of chapter 14, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled."
他安慰我们。
He comforted us.
他说我是去是为你们预备地方去的。
He says that I'm going to prepare a place for you.
而且我去了以后要回来接你们到我那里去。
After I go, I will come back again to receive you.
所以底下就开始一连串耶稣的讲论。
And then Jesus started on his lecture.
最后的劝勉，最后的安慰。
His last words of encouragement and comfort.
弟兄姊妹，你如果把这几章耶稣最后的这个劝慰，把它稍微整理一下的话，
brothers and sisters, if you organize and analyze Jesus' comforts and encouragements,
那我至少在这里列了三件重要的事哈。
And then you will see the three points that I listed. Here.
第一件事情在这里，他强调他和我们之间的关系。
First point is that he emphasized his relationship with us.
第二个，他坚定他所赐给我们的福分和应许。
And then he affirmed his blessings and promises for us.
第三。他留下了他所交付我们的使命。
And then he left us with us the commissions.
其实我不应该先讲的哈，我应该问大家说，就你读经的印象中，耶稣最后的劝勉里面主要的重点在讲什么？
I shouldn't have told you first. I should have asked you what's your impression from this discourse.
弟兄姊妹，那我这里列的三个点是帮助大家记、帮助大家掌握的哈。
My three points are here to help you to grasp.
那第一件事情强调他和我们的关系。
First, he emphasized his relationship with us.
就在这短短的三四章圣经里面，至少耶稣提了十个跟我们之间的关系。
In these short three chapters, Jesus at least mentioned ten different types of relationship that he had with us.
提到他是主，他是夫子，他是真葡萄树，他是我们的朋友，他是道路，他是真理，他是生命，他是神的儿子，他是基督。他是保惠师。
He mentioned that he's the Lord, the teacher, the true vine, the friend, the way, the truth, the life. He's the Son of God, Christ, and the helper or the comforter.
刚才我们在唱这首保惠师已经来，我们知道圣灵是保惠师，对不对？
The song we just sang, the comforter has come. We all know that Holy Spirit is the comforter.
那主耶稣是不是保惠师？
Then is Jesus the comforter?
是不是？是，为什么？凭哪一节？ 他说他就差另外一位保惠师，这句话已经 imply 他就是保惠师嘛。
Well, because he says he will ask, he will pray the Father to send another comforter. In other words, he himself is also a comforter.
弟兄姊妹，你如果就这样读过去十个的话，哈，我想有些人已经马上就背起来了。
As we read through them quickly, some probably already remembered.
So what?
So what?
Or then what? 我们背完了，我知道了又怎样
？Okay, now we know about all these relationships. Then what?
我如果问弟兄姊妹，在这十个关系里面
，If I ask brothers and sisters among all these ten different types of relationships,
哪一种关系，或是耶稣哪一个角色，对你个人来说，你经历最深刻
？Which role or which relationship that you have experienced personally the most?
你会讲哪一个？
Which one would you say?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道角色。
Let's understand the role.
就是我们所扮演的角色。
The role that we play.
它不光只是一个好像 title 或是一个称谓而已。
It's not just a title.
它背后是责任，是使命，是关系。
It implies responsibility, commission, and relationship.
好像我们打一个很简单的比喻，我们弄能存弟兄来讲好了。
For example, let's pick Brother Nen.
他是爸爸
He's a father.
他又是做丈夫的
He's also a husband.
他又是一个医生
And he's also a doctor.
他又是教会关怀部的执事
And he's also a deacon of caring ministry in our church.
他又是 newcomer group 的副组长
He is also a co-lead for newcomers group.
他又是整洁队的队长
He's also the lead for the cleaning team.
你觉得他只是有这些 title 而已吗
Do you think he merely has all these titles?
其实每一个的背后就是讲到他的责任、他的使命、他的关系。
Actually, there's a responsibility, commission, and relationship behind all these titles.
所以有一本书叫做《The First Thing First》哈，这个Stephen Covey 写的，他里面做这个 weekly planner 那个做计划的时候。
There's a book called First Thing First, and in the book it says the author says whenever he makes weekly planning.
啊，我们平常做计划都是根据 event。根据事情
Most of us make plans according to events
下个礼拜三四点钟要开什么会七点钟 要看医生晚上八点钟有人要来看然后几点钟要干嘛我们是根据事情
We schedule our daily according to the events and appointments like 3 o'clock we have to see someone and 8 o'clock there's an appointment
你如果去买他出的这个 calendar book 他的这个现在叫什么呢我中文都讲不出来反正 calendar 它是根据角色来做这个 planning 的做 scheduling
But if you buy his calendar or the planner then you will see that he will ask you to schedule your days according to your roles
他要你写出你最主要的几个角色
And he will ask you to list the most important roles of your life
例如说你是医生
For example, you're a doctor.
那我这个礼拜有哪些的时间是必须在我医生的角色上
？Then, how much time I have to spend this week to play the role of a doctor?
我是爸爸。
And I'm a father.
我这个礼拜就着我爸爸的这个角色，我需要做哪些事？我要把它排出来。
Then this week, what are the things that I have to do in order to fulfill the role of being a father?
我是丈夫。
And I'm a husband.
我这个礼拜有哪些事情我要做的
？And what are the things I have to do this week as a husband？
我是神的儿女。
And I'm a child of God。
我在神的面前有哪些事情是我这个礼拜应该要做的
？So what are the things that I have to do in before God？
我是教会关怀部的执事。
And I'm a deacon of caring ministry at church。
那我就的我这个执事哪些事情是我这个礼拜我该做的
？So as a deacon, what are the things I have to do this week？
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个角色其实都说出了他背后其实是有很重要的东西 behind。
So in other words, there are many things.Important things behind each role.
所以，当我们在这里看见耶稣这么多、这么多、这么多的角色的时候
，As we see all these roles of Jesus,
你说这个不是只是随便写的
？So these are not just put there casually.
每一个都有特殊的意义。
Everyone has its significant.
每一个都说出他和我们之间特殊一面的关系。
And it describes a special, unique relationship between him and us.
每一个点都说出他在我们身上特别要做的、特别要给的祝福。
And every single title is also a blessing that he wants to give to us.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹哈。
So let me advise you.
我这里只列了十个，因为这一段圣经只讲十个。
I only listed 10 here because this passage only mentioned 10.
如果可能的话，你在未来的十天，一天用一个做你成根的祷告。
If possible, in the coming 10 days, Each morning, use one relationship, pray about it.
或是你觉得一天不够，你成为你每一个礼拜，这个礼拜就有一个耶稣的角色，你好好为这件事情祷告。
Or maybe you spend the entire week pray about this particular role of Jesus in your life.
真正去明白他。
Try to understand it.
去深入的默想他。
And then meditate on it.
而让他这个角色在你的生活中真实的来影响，来支配我们。
So that it will be this particular role will become reality and even master our life.
例如讲到他是主。
For example, He's the Lord.
我们就为了这件事情祷告。
And pray about this.
难道耶稣真的是我的主吗？
Is the Lord Jesus really my Lord?
我真的有学习在凡事上让他居首位吗？
Am I learning to have him give him the first place in my life?
我的时间，我的金钱的使用，我在做决定的时候有尊他为主吗？
How do I spend my money and my time? And whenever I make a decision, do I honor him as my Lord?
当我们讲到他是葡萄树
，As we say, he's a true vine.
他，我们跟他之间真是这样子的连结吗
？Are we really so connected to him?
哦，他是葡萄树，说到我们一切生命的供应、一切的养分、一切的需要都在他里面。
And he's a true vine. In other words, all the source of our nutrient, our life, and everything comes from him.
我们跟他根本就是一个。
So we are actually one with him.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到他是夫子，他真的是我们的老师吗
？When we say he's a teacher, is he really our teacher?
当我问弟兄姊妹，在你这一生里面，你最感激、最欣赏的老师是谁？你会想到耶稣吗
？When I ask you which teacher do you appreciate the most in your life, would you say Jesus?
哦，所以在这里讲到这么多的关系，它是道路，它是真理，它是生命。哦，弟兄姊妹，一个的关系，我们可以化为我们的祷告。
And then he's the way, the truth, and life. All these relationships can become our prayers.
你如果要当做一个礼拜有一个的话，那你就多加两个，这样凑成一个 quarter 哈。啊，例如说他是好牧人。
And then if you want to spend a week on each point, then you can add two and make it a quarter's practice.
他是我们的大祭司，慈悲忠心的大祭司。
And then he's our good shepherd, you can add that one, or he's the faithful and truthful high priest.
你看这样就十二个了。
And then that makes the list of 12.
所以圣经上有很多，我们希望我们对耶稣的每一个角色，我们都有第一手真实的认识。
I hope that we have the first-hand experience of all the roles that Jesus played.Has in our life.
好，第二个，在耶稣最后的这一段的劝慰里面。
Secondly, in his words of encouragement.
他坚定了他所赐给我们的福分和应许。
He reaffirmed his blessings and promises for us.
我在这里，我本来是想把所有的经文列出来的，后来我把它delete掉了哈。
Originally, I wanted to list all the verses, then I deleted them.
因为我让弟兄姊妹自己回家当做自己的 homework. 你真的渴慕，真的去读的话，你一定从中间得祝福的。
But then I would like to leave it to you as a homework. If you truly study it, you would be blessed very well.
像在这里，主耶稣讲到平安，他说他要留下他的平安给我们。
For example, he promised that he will leave us his peace.
他说：“你们虽然在世上有苦难，但是在我里面却有平安。”
He says that there are troubles and in the world, but yet in me you will have peace.
讲到喜乐
and then joy.
这里面圣经常常喜乐充满在里面。
And then you will see joy filled in this passage.
你很难会想到这个临别的话里面居然充满了这么多喜乐的应许啊。
It is hard to imagine in his last words of encouragement, he has.Mentioned joy, so many
例如说十五章十一节，他说：“我已经这些事我已经对你们说的是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，而且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。”
Like the beginning of chapter 15 says, "I have said these things to you so that you, my joy will be in you, and then your joy will be filled."
十六章二十二节讲到这个喜乐是没有人可以夺去的。
And then chapter 16 verse 22 says, "No one can take away this joy."
所以这个喜乐不仅仅是满足的，而且是没有人可以夺去的。
Not only that, this joy is full and it can never be taken away.
十六章二十四节，他说：“向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。”
And verse 24 says, "You have never asked me for anything, but now if you ask me, you will receive it, so that your joy will be full."
同样的能力得胜，这些交给大家去做哈。
And then you can also look for strength and victory in this passage.
在这一段的里面，有一件也很重要的事情。
There's another important thing in this passage.
就是耶稣为我们设立了饼杯的聚会。
That he established the Holy Communion.
叫我们可以来纪念他。
That we can remember him.
其实就像我们刚才祷告的，其实不是我们在纪念他，实在是他纪念我们。
As we were praying, it's not that we can remember him, but he remembers us.
他实在是每一个礼拜一七日的第一日，在每一个礼拜我们开始所有其他的生活之前，我们能够在他的桌子面前来开始这一周。
That how blessed that we can start the each week, the first day of each week before his table.
我们可以吃主，我们可以喝主，我们可以跟主联合，我们可以浸透在他的爱里面。
That we can eat and drink of the Lord and be united with him and emerged in his love.
好，弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个太大的福分，这都不是我今天能够讲的哈。
What a blessing that is, and that I cannot express it all today.
这是生命的宴席。
This is a feast of life.
这是爱的宴席。
It's a banquet of love.
这是在仇敌面前夸胜的庆功宴啊。
And this is a victorious table before the enemy.
他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
Because he has set a table for us before the enemies.
第三件事情。
13.
是整个耶稣最后的劝慰里面。
Among the encouragements.
如果我们什么都忘记的话。
If we forget everything.
两件事情不能忘记。
Two things that we should never
forget. 一个就是他为我们设立的饼杯的聚会，让我们纪念他。
First, that he established the Holy Communion so that we can remember him.
一个就是他把圣灵应许的圣灵赐给我们。
And also he gave us the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
现在灵恩派非常的混乱，有很多灵恩的现象，灵恩的追求。
Nowadays, there's a lot of chaotic teachings and pursuit of the Holy Spirit among the charismatic.
那弄了很多的教会现在都很怕讲圣灵。
So that many churches are afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣灵实在是太重要了。
But Holy Spirit is so important.
我们今天没有空去唱一首诗歌，你们大家如果有兴趣回家唱哈，234首。
Today we don't have time to sing the song. You can go home and sing it. It's in our hymn book 234.
弟兄姊妹，那你讲到这个圣灵和主耶稣之间的关系，其实根本就是一位。
The song tells us that actually the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus.Are just one.
既然你们很多人都翻了，我们就翻，我们看看几节就好了哈。234首。
234。
像例如说，我们看第四节。
Let's look at stanza four.
他说他来就是你又来地。
It says his coming means that thou has come.
他的内住是你充盈，他代表你，他又是你。
And his indwelling is thine own, for thou and he are truly one.
第一节告诉我们说，主啊，你所有的一切工作，并非到了十架为止。你今人乃是仍旧生活，从你另一形态表示，就是借着圣灵。
Stanza one, it says, in all thy work, O Lord, thou didst at Calvary cross once come to.
第六节他说我们认识他就是认识你，顺服他就是顺服你，我们被他衬透洋溢就是充满你的自己。
Stanza 6 By knowing him we know thyself, obeying him as thee obey, allowing him ourselves to fill, we are filled with thee, O wondrous way.
第七节你今不是远在高天，不是一去就不复返，乃是仍旧在这世间，其哉并住在我心坎。
Verse 7 Thou art not far away in heaven, leaving us here alone apart.
所以
But thou art still on earth, how great. Thou livest right within my heart.
所有关于圣灵的启示和应许，没有一段圣经讲得像约翰福音这一段这么清楚。
There are no places in the Bible that talks about the promise and the revelation of the Holy Spirit more clear than this passage.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹把约翰福音14章到17章里面所有的圣灵方面的工作把它整理出来，你就晓得我们对圣灵该有的态度和经历了。
I encourage brothers and sisters to study about the promises and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, then we will understand it more.
我们至少读一节好了。
Let's read one verse.
不是，读一段，就是约翰福音14章16节到17节。 他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。弟兄姊妹，没有一句关于圣灵方面的教导和启示能够像这一节这两节圣经这么集中这么重要。
There's no place else in the Bible that has the teaching about the Holy Spirit so concentrated and focused and important.
好，真的鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹都把它背起来哈。
I hope that all of us can memorize them.
好，弟兄姊妹啊，这位圣灵永远与我们同在。
This Holy Spirit will be with us forever.
而且他住在我们里面。
And he lives within us.
我们能够认识他，我们能够来经历他。
And we can know and experience him.
这个保惠师主在这里一再的告诉我们他要来。
The Lord repeatedly said that this Comforter will come.
他甚至告诉我们说，如果我不去，他就不来。
He even says that if I do not go, he will not come.
所以主说我去对你们是有益处的。
Therefore, he says it is good for you that I leave.
换句话说，圣灵要做的工作远远能够超过主耶稣自己在地上所能做的。
In other words, the Holy Spirit will do greater things.Much greater than what Jesus could do on earth.
因为基督在地上，他所有所做所行受到时间、空间的限制。
Because when Jesus was on the earth, he was limited by space and time.
而当圣灵来的时候
，But yet when Holy Spirit came,
他充满一切
，And he could fill all things.
而且他住在每一个重生得救人的里面
，And he can live in every single.Born-again Christian.
所以为什么主耶稣说你们我所做的事你们也要做，并且要做比这更大的事呢
？That's why the Lord Jesus says, "Whatever I do, you will do, and even greater things."
不是我们有什么了不起，我们不可能做比基督更大的事。
It is not that we are so great that we can do greater things than Jesus.
乃是耶稣基督现在在圣灵里面住在每一个重生得救人的里面。
But yet Jesus Christ now lives in every born-again Christian through the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵当初在耶稣基督一个人的里面。
The Holy Spirit was abiding in Jesus alone at that time.
现在在每一个人重生得救人的里面。
And now he lives in every single born again Christian.
所以今天教会活不出更得胜，或者能够做更大的事，是因为我们不认识他，我们亏欠他。
And why church today cannot do greater things is because we do not know him.
所以我们年长的弟兄说，当初住在拉撒勒人耶稣里面的灵，今天住在我们每一个人的里面。
Our brothers have taught us that the Holy Spirit that used to dwell in Nazareth, Jesus now lives within us.
而这个灵现在是叫做圣灵。
And that Spirit is now called the Holy Spirit.
他经过了死，经过了复活，而且升天得了荣耀以后，耶稣基督的灵叫做圣灵。
And that is the Spirit of Jesus Christ who went through death and resurrection and now come back.And that is called the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这真的是一件大事情哈。
And that is a great matter.
耶稣基督今天在我们每一个人的里面。
Now Jesus Christ lives in within every one of us.
成为我们的生命。
And he has become our life.
成为我们得基业的凭据。
And becomes the promise of our inheritance.
圣灵来要把我们带进一切属灵的实际里面。
The Holy Spirit will lead us into all spiritual truth.
圣灵来为我们做见证，把基督耶稣这么清楚的见证在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit has come to testify to us, the Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要很清楚、很清楚、很宝贝这件事情啊。
We really have to know this truth very clearly and cherish it.
这个圣灵重要到一个地步，宝贝到一个地步。主耶稣说：“我去对你们是有益处的。”
The Holy Spirit is so important, so precious that Jesus says, "It is good for you that I go."
因为我去，我若不去，他就不来。
Because he says, "If I don't go, he will not come."
所以弟兄姊妹啊，耶稣去了，圣灵也来了。
And now Jesus has gone, and Holy Spirit has come.
这是一件太值得欢迎的事情哈。
This is such, a matter worth celebrating.
而且是太大的事情。
It is so great.
听说有一次有一个教会的牧师他生病了，没有办法来聚会讲道。
It is said, one day a pastor at the church got sick and he couldn't come to preach.
所以他们就临时请了附近另外一个教会的牧师来。
So they asked another pastor from another church to come.
那这个牧师呢是讲道长的有名的哈，没完没了的。
And this pastor is famous for preaching long messages, long sermons.
好像很long的样子了。
Very long message.
就是他那天来的时候呢，全教会就出现的人不到十个人。
So When he came that day, only about less than 10 people show up at church that day.
所以这个牧师讲完道下来的时候就很生气，就是叫教会的长老讲。
So after the pastor preached, he was very angry. He went to talk to the elder at the church.
他说：“难道我要来，你没有让弟兄姊妹知道吗？”
He says, "Didn't you tell inform everyone that I was coming to preach at your church?"
长老跟他说：“没有，但是消息还是走漏出去了。”
The elder says, "I didn't tell anyone, but somehow they all get to know."
啊，所以有一些人来是大家很怕的。
So some, for some people, people are afraid of the coming.
啊，是很不欢迎的，是不敢让人家知道的。
And then, they're not welcome, so they try not to tell anyone ahead of time.
但是我们在这里看见耶稣一再的强调，一再的强调，我若不去，保惠师就不来。啊，我去对你们是有益处的，一直告诉我们有一个非常重要的要来。
But then here, Jesus kept repeatedly, telling us that.If I don't go, he will not come. There's one who's very important. He's coming.
而且圣灵来就是证明耶稣完全得胜。
And then the coming of the Holy Spirit proves the complete victory of Jesus.
你要知道，当耶稣死里复活升天的时候。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven.
圣经上告诉我们，不仅仅他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
The Bible tells us not only that through death he has abolished and destroyed the one.
他胜过死亡，而且败坏了掌死权的魔鬼啊！
And he has overcome death and destroyed the devil.
而且在积极上面，
and even more positive.
圣经上告诉我们，他为我们赢得了超乎万民之上的名。
That he has won for us a name above all names.
这个名叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的都要向他屈膝，都要敬拜他。
And because of this name, every all who is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bow to him.
所以为什么在14章到16章的讲论里面耶稣一再讲说你们要奉我的名祷告因为这个名再也不一样了。
That's why in this chapters 14 to 16, the Lord Jesus repeatedly said that you have to pray in my name because this name will no longer be the same.
我们可以随便用这个名但是撒旦怕这个名。
We can casually use this name, but Satan is afraid of this name.
所以一方面说了他为我们赢得的这个名。
So not only that he has won this precious name for us.
那我们靠着这个名祷告无论求什么父就垂听
so that when we pray in this name whatever we ask the father will answer
另外一方面
on the other hand
就是他为我们赢得的圣灵
he has won for us the Holy Spirit
赢得了父神所应许的圣灵
the Holy Spirit promised by the father
耶稣如果没有得胜的话圣灵不会降下来
if Jesus did not have the victory Holy Spirit would not have come
所以弟兄姊妹我们今天真是要为这件事情感谢神
therefore we ought to thank God for this
然后第三件事情
and third thing
在整个的劝慰里面第三个重要的信息
in this entire encouragement the third message
就是他留下了他所交付我们的使命
that he has left us the commission
那第一件事情很清楚的就是他叫我们要彼此相爱
the first command is that we shall love one another
尤其在他临别前的祷告一直为我们祷告叫我们可以合而为一
Surely his last prayer he prayed that we will be one
我想我这个就不细节讲了哈
I will not go into the details
所以今天教会里面我们第一件事情很重要的一个使命神叫我们彼此相爱
So the most important number one important commission at church is that we ought to love one another
他给了我们一条新的命令
Because he has given us a new command
要叫我们彼此相爱
That we will love one another
当世人看见我们彼此相爱
And when the world see we love one another
他们就知道我们是主的门徒
And they will know that we are disciples of the Lord
请大家注意好中文圣经翻成这个世人看见我们有相爱的心那是加上去的那是要真正相爱不能光有心而已
So actually the Lord says if we have to truly love one another
所以弟兄姊妹我们愿不愿意在主的面前接受这个使命
Are we willing to receive this commission from the Lord
你愿不愿意 make me a blessing 成为我们的祷告让我成为祝福
Are we willing to pray that Lord make me a blessing for others
我们愿不愿意立的心志说我要用我的微笑用我的喜乐在基督里的平安来服侍众人
Are we willing to make the decision that I will serve others with my heart, with my smile.
我们愿不愿意在主的面前立了一个心愿，我的嘴巴再也不去做说出伤害人的话。
Are we willing to make a decision that my mouth will never utter anything that will hurt anyone?
我们愿不愿意立的心志说，我只要来到教会，我一定要在教会里面跟所有接触的人，让他从我身上得到祝福。
Are we willing to make the resolution that whenever I come to church, I will be a blessing to anyone that I come encounter with?
我们不用做很大的事，你只要对每一个人。真正亲切的微笑问候都会不一样的。
We don't have to aim for greater things. If we just smile with a sincere heart, It will make a difference.
有一个在日本教会的姊妹有一次来我们中间，完了以后她跟我们讲，她很惊讶我们中间的年轻人居然会打招呼。
Our sister who used to go to a Japanese church once visited us, and then later on she says she was so surprised that the young people here would even greet her.
她说他们教会里面的年轻人不跟大人打招呼的。
Because young people at her church would not greet the adults.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们看见了没有？这就叫做见证。
Do you see? This is called a testimony.
神家里面一定要有爱，一定要有礼貌，一定要有真实的关切啊，关心。
There has to be love to the genuine care in God's house.
这叫做神的儿女为主做见证，我们是属他的人。
That is called God's children. We have to testify for the Lord because we belong to Him.
第二件事情，他讲到我们要遵守他的命令。
And then the Lord told us to obey His commands.
最有名的一节经文就是14章21节啊。
The most famous verse is a verse 21 of chapter 14.
我们一起来背好不好？
Let's all try to memorize.
主说：有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Anyone who has my commands and obeys, he is the one that loves me. Anyone who loves me will be loved by my Father, and we will appear to them.
而且约翰福音十五章那里讲到说，若有人遵守我的命令，就藏在我的里面。
And he also says, if anyone abides in obeys my commands, he abides in me.
就藏在我的爱里面。
And he abides in my love.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当我们在这里遵守命令，是带着爱而遵守的时候。
So, whenever we obey his commands with love,
是为着爱他而遵守他。
For because we love him and we obey him,
你就会让这个顺服主的命令就不成为一件苦的事情了。
Then obeying his command will not be something so difficult to do.
当主不在其中，
But then without the Lord being there,
当我们不是为着主，
and if we do not do it for the Lord,
当没有爱的时候，
and without love,
一个再小的要求我们心里都会不舒服的。
Even the smallest command will cause us to feel uncomfortable.
当我们真正是为主，
But then if we do it for the Lord,
当我们真正是在爱里面的时候，
and we do it in love,
任何一件事情代价都不会太大的。
Whatever the command is,The price will not be too high.
在你爱里面不计算的。
Because we do not calculate the cost in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望因为耶稣的爱，让我们都起来爱他。
And because of the Lord's love, let us all rise up to love him.
我们愿意在最小的事情上来顺服他。
That we will obey him in the smallest things.
所以这是他留下来的第二个很重要的使命。
And this is the second commission that he has given us.
他对我们说了这么多的话。
After he spoke so much to us.
人如果真爱他，就一定遵守他的命令，这是他说的。
Anyone who truly loves him will obey his commands.
任何人遵守他的命令，就证明他是爱神的人。
Anyone who obeys his commands proves that he loves the Lord.
而底下带下来的结果，神说，我主说，我也要爱他，要向他显现。
And the Lord says, I too will love him and will show myself to him.
你又怎么样？羡慕主显现吗？
Do you long for the Lord to show himself to you?
羡慕常常有新鲜的爱浸透在主的爱中吗？
Do you long to be in God's love and then refresh all the time?
刚才我们弟兄在擘饼祷告的时候，他说很多的时候我们在饼杯面前居然没有感觉了。
A brother just prayed that sometimes we lose the feeling before the table.
那是出问题了。
Something's wrong.
为我们死这么爱我们的主，我们在他面前已经没有感觉了。
If we don't have any feeling before the table and before the Lord who loves us and died for us.
弟兄姊妹，要让爱丰富的话。
If we want the love to abound,
要让主常向我们显现的话，
we want the Lord to show us often.
一件很明显的事情就是顺服他。
One thing that we must do is to obey.
第三件事情讲到我们提醒我们要常常住在他的里面，然后多结果子，荣耀神。
And the third thing the Lord reminds us is to abide in the Lord often and to bear many fruits to glorify God.
离了主，我们不能做什么。
Apart from the Lord, we cannot do anything.
但是他却说，如果我们常在他里面，他就常在我们里面，这人就多结果子，那是必然的事情。
But yet he promised that if we abide in him and he in us.We will bear many fruits, and that is a natural result.
我可不可以请问弟兄姊妹一个问题？我们每一个人都回答。
May I ask you a question? Everyone, please answer me.
不管大人、孩子、年轻人都回答。
Everyone, young and old, please answer me.
现在已经靠近年尾了。
It is close to the year end.
今年。
This year.
一整年。
The entire year.
你觉得你有什么果子可以归给神？
Do you have any fruit to be offered up to God.
稍微想一下。
Think about it.
在旧约以色列的百姓，圣经三次提到，所有的男子代表自己的家，一年三次到神的殿里面去朝见神。
In the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that every male, three times a year, they have to go up to the temple to worship God, representing his family.
没有人可以空着手去的。
And no one should appear empty-handed.
主特别挑了三个节日要他们去。
And the Lord picked three festivals for them to go.
一个是逾越节。
One is Passover.
那是初熟节。
And that is the feast for the first fruits.
因为三天之后死里复活讲到初熟，那是在跟初熟节靠近的。
So that is for the first fruits.
第二个节是五旬节，七七节之后。
And then the second festival is the Pentecost.
那个叫做收割节。
And that's a feast of a harvest.
第三个是七月十五号祝棚节。
And then the third day is the festival of tabernacle.
那个叫收藏节。
And then that is to store up.
他们所有的收获那时候开始收在仓里面收藏。
So at that time they will store up their harvest in barns and storehouses.
三个节日都跟收获发生关系。
So all these three festivals has things to do with gathering the harvest.
一年至少要三次去的。
So three times a year they go up to the temple.
而且没有一次去你可以空着手去的。
And then you cannot go empty-handed.
那弟兄姊妹，我们不要讲三次，我们今年就这么一次好了，就到年底了。
So let's not try three times, but once this year.
我们问一下，今年到底我有什么果子可以归给神
？So let me think. Let us think about it. This year, do we have any fruit to offer to God?
今年我的生命里面被主改变最大的是哪里？我可以归给他。
So what are the areas in my life that have been changed by the Lord the greatest? Maybe we can offer this to God.
今年在服侍主的事上，我到底有什么样子最长？最明显的进步是让我可以归给神。
Am I any making any progress or any improvement in my services that I can offer this as a fruit to God?
弟兄姊妹，要多结果子归给神。
We ought to bear more fruit to give and glorify God.
如果我们现在答不出来，我没有东西在今年可以归给神。
If we do not have any answer, we don't have any fruit to offer to God.
那我不晓得去年你有没有东西可以归给神。
Then how about last year?
如果去年没有，今年又没有，你很可能明年还是没有。
If we don't have anything this year, we don't have anything last year. Most likely, we might not have anything next year.
上个礼拜我们说过，所有人都要去见主，要跟主交账的。
Last week we talked about everyone would meet God one day and give account.
那请问我们那天怎么去见主
？So how am I gonna meet the Lord that day?
所以主耶稣说：“你们若藏在我里面。”
Therefore, the Lord says, "Abide in me."
我就藏在你们里面。
And then I will be in you.
这人就多结果子。
And this person will bear much fruit.
因为离了我，你们便不能做什么。
Because apart from me, you cannot do anything.
上面说到你们要多结果子。
And it says, "Bear much fruit."
叫父因此得荣耀。
So that the Father may be glorified.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣临走以前交托给我们的。
So this is the commission the Lord entrusted us before he left.
如果我们今年一年到现在没有果子，
If we do not have any fruit this year,
我们求神让我们今天就警醒，今天就悔改，今天就认错。
May the Lord help us to repent of this fruitlessness life.
让主还留给我们的日子不再糟蹋了。
So that we will no longer continue to waste our life.
因为我们没有一个人知道自己在地上有多久的。
Because none of us know how long we will remain on earth.
那我们到底带什么果子去见神？
So with what fruit we gonna go meet the Lord?
最后一个。
Lastly,
靠着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着祷告。
And through prayers.
能够为主做更大的事。
That we will do greater things for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，这节圣经，我想，因为虽然时间快到了，我们读一下，因为太重要了。
This is so important. Let's read the scripture.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我刚才上来以前，培明弟兄告诉我后面的钟坏掉了，因为他怕我照着后面的钟讲的话，我还剩下一个小时二十分钟。
Right before I came up to the podium, a brother James told me the clock didn't work in the back.
我们一起来看十四章十二节。
John chapter 14, verse 12.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。为什么我们能做更大的事？底下讲原因了，因为底下讲因为。因为什么？
Why is that we can do greater things?
因为我往父那里去。
Because I go to the Father.
因着他去。
Because he goes to the Father.
让我们居然有能力可以做比主更大的事。
So that we are enabled to do greater things.
为什么？
Why?
所以底下这两处的圣经非常重要。
So these two passages are very important.
底下十三节就接着说，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
That I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
May ask in my name, and I will do it.
所以换句话说，我们能做更大的事，是因为他为我们赢得了这超乎万民之上的名。
So in other words, the reason that we can do greater things is because he has won for us this name above all names.
我们可以奉这个名赶出魔鬼的作为。
And in this name, we can cast out demons.
我们可以奉这个名向神祷告，求神成就他所要做的事。
And in this name, we can pray to God to accomplish what he wants to accomplish.
所以第一个原因是他为我们赢得了这个名。
So the first reason.Is that he has won for us this name.
而且我们要能够好好的做更大的事，我们就要靠着这个名常常祷告。
So if we want to do greater things, we have to pray often in this name.
第二件事情，接着十六节开始，我们刚才说的最重要的经文。
And then verse 16, the most important verse.
他去了。
He goes.
他把宝会士送差遣来。
And then Holy Spirit is sent down.
我要求父，父就为你们另赐一位宝会士。
I pray the Father, and He will give you another helper.
弟兄姊妹，今天教会在地上不要白占地图。
Therefore, let's not take our position in vain.
教会在地上不要天天唉声叹气，无可奈何。
And that we should not sigh in hopelessness.
我们的眼光，我们的心胸都不要这么狭窄，只做小事。
That our hearts and our eyesight be not so small, and we only do small things.
我们要靠着圣灵，借着祷告，要做大事。
Through the Holy Spirit and through prayers, we ought to do great things.
要做大工啊
！And to do great works.
我常常说，整个世界堕落的速度远远超过神家长进的速度。
I often say that the world is falling much faster than God's house is growing.
仇敌各样的破坏的工作远远超过神家正面的工作。
The enemy, the destruction of the enemy is much greater than the building up of God's house.
我们不能做什么？
Can't do anything.
主在走之前都告诉我们，你们不能做什么呢
？The Lord set us up to set it clearly before He left. You cannot do anything.
但是他把他的名赐给我们，叫我们可以祷告的。
But yet He has given us His name so that we can pray.
但是他把他自己的圣灵赐给我们。
And He has given us His Holy Spirit.
叫我们可以靠着他做更大的事情。
That through Him we can do greater things.
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us, brothers and sisters.
让我们在主的面前真的是要做大事。
So that we can do greater things before God.
Brother Ernest.这次 讲到的时候他说 I will never stop growing unless he's satisfied 我永远不会停止我的成长除非主满足弟兄姊妹我们希望我们结束的时候我们在主的面前我们都一起来认真面对我们新的一年
I hope that we face this coming year seriously before I end this message
新年特会就在眼前
New Year conference is at hand
我知道很多人家人想休息想出去度假啊
I know that many families want to take a break or take a vacation.
我们也能够了解，我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹这么做。
Yes, we understand and we encourage you to do so.
但是我们盼望，何等盼望弟兄姊妹在岁末联手交接的时候，我们把这段时间分别出来。
But yet, how we wish that we will set apart this time before the new year begins.
让我们在主的同在面前送走2011年。
That we will send off. The year 2011 in God's presence.
我们也从主的手中来接过2012年。
And we receive this new year 2012 from God's hands.
没有一个人能够知道2012年会不会是我个人人生中最后一年。
Not one of us will know if this coming year will be the last year of our life.
也没有一个人知道2012年主会不会回来。
And no one knows if the Lord will come back in year 2012.
主说他去，他要来接我们。
But yet the Lord says He goes and then He will come back again to receive us.
他留下了这么重要的信息给我们。
He has left us such important message.
他留下了这么重要的应许给我们。
And He left us such important promise.
他留下了这么神圣的使命给我们。
He has left us such important commission.
就让我们一起起来啊。
So let us all rise up.
我们唱276首。
Let's sing the song 276. Let's just sing stanza one.
好，这么多人站起来，那我们都站起来，谢谢你们。我们只唱第一节。 主是我更爱你，跟你更亲密，为你命更热心，想你话更新，
together we are standing before the throne of grace.
我们向你献上我们最深的感谢。
And we want to offer up to you our deepest thanksgiving.
你没有撇下我们当孤儿。
Because you have not left us as orphans.
你说你去与我们是有益的。
Because you say it is good for us that you go.
哦，你不仅仅为我们败坏的仇敌。
Not only that you have destroyed the enemy.
你不仅仅为我们完成了救赎。
You have accomplished the salvation.
你真是为教会赢得了那超乎万民之上的名。
Because you have won for church.The name above all names.
让今天教会在地上能够奉着这个名成就大事。
So today on earth, church can pray in this name, accomplish great things.
哦，让教会今天在地上能够靠着这个名为你执掌权柄。
So that church can reign for you on earth in this name.
我们更感谢你把宝惠师赐下来。
Lord, how we thank you that you have sent us the Comforter.
叫他永远与我们同在。
So that he will be with us forever.
而且让他住在我们的心中。
And he abides in our hearts.
带领我们进入一切真理的实际
that he will lead us into all spiritual reality
也在我们里面见证启示耶稣
and that he will testify and reveal to us Jesus Christ
主我们真是赞美你
Lord we thank you
这么多的应许
so many promises
这么多你和我们之间那亲密的关系
so many different kinds of intimate relationships
这么荣耀和神圣的使命
how glorious and sacred commissions
主啊你借着这短短的几章圣经全都赐给了我们
Lord you have given to us through these chapters
你天天为我们洗脚
that you wash our feet every day
你常常为我们祷告
and you pray for us often
你常常用这些话来劝勉我们
and you use your words to encourage us
帮助我们这一生走在正路上
help us to walk in your will in your way
让我们人生的下半场让我们的余生我们一天都不浪费
that we will not waste a single day for the remaining days of our life
帮助我们
help us Lord
把在座的每一位弟兄姊妹都交给你
we commit every brother and sister in your hand
不管年长的不管年轻的
whether it's a senior or juniors
不管信主多年刚得救或是还没得救的
new believers or even gospel friends
主啊我们都信托在你的手中
Lord, we commit everyone in your hands.
用恩典来带领你的儿女们走正路
Lead your children with your grace.
谢谢主
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.